It's the stuff of primetime TV police mysteries. A 45-year-old unsolved murder of two police officers just outside Los Angeles. Evidence was scarce, all leads, dead ends, and the trail had long ago gone cold. All police had were a set of vivid fingerprints left at the crime scene. But thanks to a new technology, those prints finally led police to a suspect, a 68-year-old retired businessman arrested yesterday at his home in Columbia, South Carolina. Captain Frank Merriman of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department told us about the horrific original crime.
There were four teenagers parked on a dirt road, which is considered a lover's lane, on the edge of El Segundo. They were accosted by a lone male gunman, male, white, in his early 20s. He proceeded to rob them of some jewelry. He committed a rape of one of the female victims, and then he left them stranded and stole their car. This occurred on the evening of July 21st, 1957, right about just before midnight. Then about 1:30, by 1:25, the suspect was stopped by El Segundo police officers Milton Curtis and Richard Phillips for going through a red light. They conducted a traffic stop on him, and during that traffic stop, the suspect pulled a handgun and shot both officers several times and got back in the car that he had stolen earlier and fled. The suspect was not found, and a intensive investigation was underway for several years from the time of that crime, which is a very long time for that intense of an investigation.
So what was it that brought the case back to life 2 years ago?
In early 2002, our department went online with an FBI database fingerprint file, which had not previously been in existence. Then in September of last year, a phone tip came in to the El Segundo Police Department regarding this case, wherein the phone caller was saying that he knew who had committed this murder. We pulled all the evidence. We found that we had these latent prints that had been recovered from the stolen vehicle, and those prints were run through this new FBI fingerprint database, and we got a match. And that's how we came to discover that Gerald Mason was our suspect.
But you didn't arrest him right away.
No, we did a rather extensive investigation between September and last Friday is when we filed this case in Los Angeles with the district attorney's office and sought a warrant for Mr. Mason's arrest.
What do we know about Gerald Mason?
Well, we know that he's lived for 45 years, apparently arrest-free. He lives in a suburb of Columbia, South Carolina. He has a wife. Throughout the years, he owned a gas station at one point, and he led a very quiet life.
So if he led this quiet life, why were his fingerprints in the database?
Well, in 1956, he was arrested in South Carolina for a burglary, and he did a brief amount of time in jail for that burglary. That's where his fingerprints ended up in the criminal justice system files in South Carolina.
This case is older than the two detectives who finally solved the mystery, 45 years old. What does it say about modern-day police work?
Well, it says several things. One thing it says is modern police work with modern technology can solve old crimes. It also says that the newer generation, if you will, of detectives still relies on many of the same techniques that they relied on back in 1957 when the detectives were out there pounding the pavement, interviewing witnesses, and gathering evidence. We are operating off of evidence that was gathered by the detectives of that day.
Captain, thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Captain Frank Merriman is with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.